This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is the weirdest sexual experience you have had? I met this extremely cute girl at a bar. Went back to my place and very disappointingly, she was a complete dead fish in bed. That's not the weird part. I got frustrated and said, "You can do stuff too." She thought for a moment, then leaned over and tickled my big dick like it was a baby. We were covered in glow-in-the-dark paint with nothing but black lights on. It's like ducking but in the movie Tron or something. We did it because she bought a glow-in-the-dark stud for her tongue ring and went to Spencer's for the rest. Edit, sir. If you're going to do this, use non-toxic sheet. Also, what makes these things fun was that we were both into it and played into it. My first BJ. She used so much teeth. I kept breathing in sharply and she thought it was because I loved it, but God no, it was from the pain. Edit, teeth. Edit 2. Thanks for all the upvotes. Got stupid drunk. Woke up hours later in bed next to a birthday clown. She was hired as part of the entertainment for my nephew's 10th birthday party. We started chatting after her show. I followed her back to her place, where we sat in her living room drinking. There was some joking around about how funny a hookup between us would be. I woke up at around 6 a.m. in a dark room, looking at a clown nose on the nightstand on one side of me, and an actual sleeping clown on the other. My clothes were in a heap on the floor, and my shoes ended up in her living room. Apparently a lot of, let's call it debauchery, went on. Now, I don't know how many of you have actually ever woken up next to a half-naked birthday clown, but I didn't have so much a walk of shame as a drive of shame. Edit, wow. This blew up. Thank you for the upvotes and awards. This is why I love this community. Once with my GF, we would have your generic vanilla six. But this time out of nowhere, every time I thrusted her, she kept queefing. It got to the point where instead of passion it was comedy and we both kept laughing. It never happened again. While on vacation, I chat a bit with a cute girl at a bar and share some drinks. We find out we have similar interests and from the same major city. We traded numbers but it got late, so I said, "Nice to meet you but I'm tired and going to get some sleep." While in an Uber, I get a text from her saying, "Look, my battery is about to die and I'm only here for the night. I think you're really attractive and if you want to duck on the beach, meet me at the lifeguard station at locations is at 2:30 a. I told the Uber driver to drop me off. And I start walking down the beach. I show up and here's the girl with a small bottle of whiskey. We split the bottle, strip down and swim in the dark ocean a bit. Super dangerous BTW. Don't ever do this, especially when drunk. I'm amazed we didn't drown. We then climb into a lifeguard stand, kiss and duck. It was awful. Sand everywhere. Everything was salty. Cold air made it next to impossible to maintain an erection. And the wind was vicious. About 10 minutes into, I see a faint light and a voice shouting in the distance. It was the police. Apparently the beach is closed at these hours. We rush to get dressed. I fall out the lifeguard stand into the sand but busting up my legs. I'm moaning in pain with my pants around my ankles and an empty bottle of Jack next to me. The cop must have thought I was a vagrant drunk at first, but then saw the girl I was with up in the stand. He was understanding but gave us quite the lecture on how stupid we were, and let us go with just a warning. Walking off the beach about to part ways, the girl tells me she's actually married. I immediately felt awful. Didn't know what to say, so I said, "Whoa, that's ducked up. Well, good luck with your marriage." I walked to my place and left the next morning feeling like a sandy ball of sheet. Not that weird.
but kinda funny. My wife and I were doing doggy, and when I was about to come, I pulled out too far. I wanted to get back inside her ASAP to maximize my orgasm. In my haste, I accidentally put it in her ass. Not like now. My shaft slid up between her cheeks. Like a sausage on a bun. It still felt good and I started to come. I looked down and realized my mistake just as the first jizz rope hit me under my left eye. A guy came on my stomach and licked it all off. The weirdest part was that I think I was really into it. But was so unexpected that I couldn't know for sure. I once met up with a guy I was sleeping with, and he had a green screen set up in his room from a uni project. We then got very high and decided to make a porno in space. I've had a few weird ones, but the most uncomfortable I think was when I was supposed to have group sex with a guy I was seeing. A girlfriend of mine and two of my guy's friends. It comes down to it and everyone backs out. But they don't leave. So it's just me and my guy, but naked, going at it while they watched in silence. I had oral sex in a barn up where the haze. My girlfriend at the time was always horny as duck. Those were some of the greatest years of my life. Her dad had a small workshop in the barn and liked to work on his motorcycle often. We were up there making out. But things eventually lead to me going down on her. Midway throughout my cunnilingus. In walks her dad. Her legs are wrapped around my neck. Borderline choking me. I look up and she looks to be at the brink of an orgasm and tells me to continue while pops in one story below tinkering with his holly. Long story short. I gave her herpes. A pretty girl I met 10 minutes earlier made a bet with me on the outcome of a foosball game. Loser gives the winner oral sex. I won. We went out the back door and settled the bet behind the dumpster. She left afterwards. I never knew her name. I asked my wife to talk dirty to me. She said your big dick smells. To keep it to the point. I ducked a pageant queen in a grocery store dairy cooler. Maybe not super weird. But this may be the only chance I have to share this story. It was early December when I went on a date with a girl. After having a few drinks at a local bar. We went back to her house. We started doing the deed on a couch in the basement. I was on top. Happily taking her on a trip to Pound Town. When I looked up and saw a Christmas tree. Hanging from the ceiling. Pointed down towards the floor. Then I noticed the tree was surrounded by presents. Also attached to the ceiling. As I had had several drinks. I could not fully process what I was seeing. I thought perhaps I was hallucinating. The girl noticed I had stopped and asked what was the matter. I asked her why there was a Christmas tree hanging from her ceiling. Apparently it was a tradition in her family to fix the tree to their basement ceiling. My curiosity satisfied. I resumed my journey towards the previously mentioned destination. A couple of years ago I met a woman in a bar. We immediately connected, and after a couple of weeks of texting we decided that I would visit her for a weekend of non-stop sex. She also told me that she hadn't had sex for a couple of years. Which was weird to me because she was good looking. Nonetheless, we still planned the weekend. Upon arrival we immediately started kissing in the hallway when she opened the door, and then we took off our clothes within 1 minute. We finished both real quickly because we were horny af. We went for round two after a while, and then things happened which I had never experienced before. After some casual missionaries we did doggy. I was thrusting and she wanted me to spank her. So I did. She said, harder. So I did. Every time I spanked her she pointed out that I struck too soft. She made me punch her ass as hard as I could, and it still wasn't painful enough. Seriously, what the hell? I could have kept going and she wouldn't mind. After this strange situation we swapped positions. I don't remember which position anymore. But she asked me if I could choke her. I had never done that before. But I though, sure, why not? I grabbed her throat, and of course. I didn't pinch hard enough. She wanted me to pinch harder and for a longer time. You could say I was strangling her at one moment. Her face was swollen. Red and veins everywhere. She still wanted me to continue. Then she tried to strangle me without asking. Obviously I didn't expect it, and that was the moment I got flaccid and left. Never spoke to her again. But damn, I do like to choke women now. And lately my GF chokes me light. Damn. Accidentally gave my les friend a facial when what was supposed to be a verism thing turned into the girl she was ducking giving me a HJ while getting ducked. First BJ was accompanied by light ball play that progressed into a magical tamed massage and exterior prostate simulation. She was a ducking Jedi wizard but for cum. I blasted off not too long into it, then she lapped up the nut from my stomach. Every BJ since has been subpar at best. New GF was giving me a full on BJ. Mum walks in and cheerfully asks if new GF is staying for dinner. I scream at mum to get out. She apologizes and closes door. Then through the door says, but is she staying? And does she have any deity requirements? My mum happens to also be my best friend. A guy from Tinder and I met up with another couple that we never met before for a foursome. Pretty weird, just sitting at the table talking and then an hour later just going to town on each other. Went on a first date with a girl I'd met online. Met her at a pub and was getting happily drunk and increasingly flirtatious. Then her dad turns up. A very drunk, very Scottish dad. I then had to pretend to be her boyfriend. He approved. Told me I was better than some of the internet weirdos she'd met before. I thanked him. Then his daughter came back to mine and insisted I fisted her while she screamed. Surreal. Same girl also had a fetish for giving BJs during Formula 1. When I was 16, I had the amazing fortune to have a girlfriend with double DS that I would duck 3 times a day. My god, it was an amazing time and she was so beautiful. The only downside was she had a fearsome pot-growing stepdad. Classic 80s badass archetype. My favorite thing to do would be to sneak into her house at night around 10 or 11 and duck her in her downstairs bedroom. The rest of the family had upstairs bedrooms. It was all secret because she had a curfew of 8 p.m. on weeknights. Well, one night he must have heard us because he came slamming downstairs yelling, "What's going on down there?" Bare as naked. I dove into her closet and made a pitiful effort to hide myself under some clothes. I had to be plainly visible. But the room was really dark. She threw on a nightgown and left her room. I heard a brief conversation between them. I heard him come into the room and first thing he did was pop his head out of the closet and, I could have sworn, looked right at me. I didn't move a muscle. He looked at me for like 20 seconds. I looked at him. About 4 feet away. It felt like an eternity. He then pulled his head back and went back upstairs. My girlfriend came back a few moments later and I got my stuff and left. To this day I don't know if he saw me and if he did. Did he just decide to let me go? I had sex in a glowworm cave in New Zealand. Lots of bugs and weird noises in a pitch black environment. I also had a threesome. The couple I was hanging with went and took a shower together. Then both came out naked holding candles and I was still fully clothed and it was super weird. The girl had fake bobs too. I was jerking off but when I came the camera looked at the man. It's a reoccurring one for sure. I've never had a good BJ. Like ever. Amidst 30 or so partners every time I get super excited and into it when she starts going down and then it's just what I can only describe as gym face. It's led to some interesting conversations for sure. A lot of them took it as some sort of challenge and despite their best efforts it really wasn't that great. Until this one girl who I dated for close to a year. I woke up and she was motioning that she wanted to have sex, so we started kissing. Grabbing. The whole show. Somewhere between me getting hard and us starting to have sex, she went down on me under the blanket and I could feel my phone cable just laid over my legs, so I grab it and yank it out so I don't bend it. She screams. I ripped her headphone out of her ear. She was watching a BJ tutorial on her phone and was listening to it. In hindsight it was really funny and it led to the joke of "I'm trying to please you," which happened again once when she started twerking on my while ducking and I lost it. "What are you doing? I'm trying to please you, itch." Edit. This is getting more than 2 upvotes, so I want to add in that they definitely feel alright, but each one gets into season 7 of Lost before I just change the channel. Perfect thread for me. I lost my virginity to my girlfriend when I was a month away from turning 15. We were at her house hanging with some of our friends when eventually then left, and it was just me and her in her basement. She closes the door to the basement immediately and turns around and says she wants to have sex. Keep in mind I'm a virgin and I've only came once with anyone else before, and that was her from her HJ a month or so ago. She on the other hand has had sex before this and not nearly as nervous as I was. I was so down but shaking by how nervous and sudden the moment happened to come up. She took off my pants and my boxers and took off her yoga pants. She never wore panties. I had fingered her before, so I had imagined how it would feel, but when she got on top of me and put myself inside her, I think my soul nearly left my body, probably like any little boy's experience in some poo safe for the first time. The feeling was so surreal and amazing, I felt like my pen 15 was speaking in holy tongues. But anyways, after her slowly riding me for about a minute, I told her I wanted to stop because I was afraid of Precum getting her pregnant, because at the time I thought that was possible. Under certain circumstances it can. The thing was, we didn't have a condom, so we didn't know what to do. She hops off my big dick, puts her pants on. And I'm just sitting there with my hard wiener wondering what the duck she was doing, until she comes zooming back in the basement with a whole roll of saran wrap. And as you may think this is going, she proceeds to wrap my willy with this cling wrap like a mummy, and we end up having sex for another 6 minutes, and then my mom was there to get me. The next day I went over with condoms and we had actual sex where I actually nutted, because that makeshift condom didn't let me feel anything, lol. Moral of the story, I lost my virginity with saran wrap.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.